This is Julia back here at WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on this gorgeous Sunday. Sorry I sound a little like an old man at the moment, but I'm here, super excited to be back. I was gone last week in New York, and this is my last show before I head out home a little bit for the summer, and then I'll be back in the fall, probably with a new time. So super excited for that. Today we've got a really fun set, and we started off with my favorite song of all time, which we'll get to in a second. But I realized that a lot of what I do on my show is I pick a fun theme, or I play new music that I'm really into that just came out, but I don't do a really great job of playing just like every day, what am I listening to, like what are the records, what are the songs that I keep going back to, what is like normal casual listening for me. And there's just so much that I feel like I don't play on my show, and I like a lot of different genres, and I tend to play from certain genres more than others, and not like I'm like hiding the secret part of myself, but there's a lot that I just haven't played, and I wanted to put together a set of like stuff that I feel like I haven't touched yet on the show. So it's we're gonna be all over the place today. We got some hip hop, we got some folk, we've got some indie new music, some old music, some new music, kind of a little bit of everything. And we started off with my favorite song of all time, and that is The Weight by The Band. And I realized when I was putting this together that I haven't played my favorite song, and I've been doing this for 3 years. So I thought this was the time to do it. And it's a super, super special song to me, just something that I grew up listening to a ton with my dad, and a song that has always been my favorite. I feel like I don't have a good answer to the question, like, what's your favorite album or what's your favorite band? But if people ask me, what's your favorite song? It's like immediately The Weight by The Band. And just such a great album from an older band, The Band. Sorry, I'm super thrown off today because I came into the studio and the headphones were snapped in half. So I am currently listening to myself through the mic with half of a pair of headphones. So it's a little funky, but we're rolling with it. And The Band used to be the backing band for Bob Dylan. And then they kind of went off on their own and they released a couple of really great albums and then a couple of really not so great albums. This is from their first album, music from Big Pink. And Big Pink is the house where Bob Dylan recorded a lot of his music. And there's a really cool documentary about the band. And just, yeah, the best song ever. It's my favorite song, super special. And we're going to get into more stuff here on the show. And next up is going to be some Outkast. We're switching it up. Yeah. Thank you. That was For Emma by Bon Iver off of the album For Emma Forever Ago. And that is, I know I just said that it would be super hard for me to pick my favorite album of all time, but that's definitely up there. And I feel like I haven't played enough Bon Iver on this show for how much I love Bon Iver as an artist. He is the mastermind behind Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, who recently has kind of been in the news as being one of Taylor Swift's besties and producing all of her latest albums, but he's kind of had his hands in like every major musical project in the last 10 years, I'd say. And he recorded this album, his first or second album, in this like cabin in Wisconsin, and he went and he locked himself there and he wrote this album. And it's a heartbreak album. It's one of my favorites. I listen to it on vinyl all the time when I'm home. And this is a man I would die for. I would do anything to see Bon Iver live. I think he would put on such a fantastic show. There's this YouTube video I've been spending a lot of time watching lately at night, where he does like an a cappella version of one of his tracks at the Sydney Opera House, and it's like the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. And my dad and I always ask, like, who is Emma, who did he write this about, and how does she feel having this like achingly beautiful love song written about her? So if anyone knows who Emma is, let me know. But it's such a great song. We started off that little set with Take Off Your Cool by Outkast and Norah Jones. Just such an unusual, fun collab. I can't even imagine what it would look like to have Norah Jones and Outkast in the studio together. But I'm a huge, huge Outkast fan. And I love this album, the Speaker Box, the Love Below double album. Such a fun album. And next up, we're going to get into some MGMT with Congratulations.
How my money's spent to broken of it's an act. And this table's letters and chairs match where all things go. Like your shoulders, your hips and knees, they all hurt you. Every time you said you were gonna be like our hero someday, well, baby, all our heroes now are dead. 'Cause all things go. That's why we do what we gotta do to get through. Yeah, I know why we get so fucked up. And I know why we get so.
All right, we had to fade that one out pretty quickly there, but that was TLC Cage Match by MJ Lenderman off of his first solo release, Boat Songs, which just came out. It's such a good album, and MJ Lenderman used to be part of an indie rock band called Wednesday, and this is his first solo release, and it is so, so good. Just kind of right up my alley, singer-songwriter, alt-country, and it's so good. And we started that off with Congratulations by MGMT, which I feel like most people know MGMT for their like more upbeat electronic stuff, like Kids, Electric Feel, like that album. But they have a lot of mellower stuff too, which is really, really good and something I kind of discovered more recently. And next up, ooh, this is a heater, yeah. Next up is a sad song called Fistful of Love by Antony and the Johnsons.
I was lying in my bed last night, staring at a ceiling full of stars, when it suddenly hit me, I just have to let you know how I feel.
We live together in a photograph of time. Now look into your eyes and the seas open up to me. I tell you I love you, and I always will. And I know you can't tell me. I know you can't tell me. So I'm left to pick up the hints the little symbol of your devotion. So I'm left to pick up the hints, the little symbols of your devotion. And I feel your fist, and I know it's out of love. And I feel the wind, and I know it's out of love. And I feel your burn. I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion. And I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion. Ooh, and I feel
out of my car by, it's actually a Moses Sumney song, and Moses Sumney, you can hear him in the background a little bit there, but heavily vocaled by Sufjan Stevens. And this Moses Sumney song, he's a version with James Blake, he's a version with Alex Isley, a version with Sufjan, and just kind of a cool take on like his own track. And I think Moses and Sufjan are two of the most beautiful voices in folk and R&B music, and together they're just, it's stunning, it's gorgeous, it's amazing. And I have to admit that I am a slut for Sufjan Stevens. I would do anything for him. And I know I'm playing kind of a lot of more mellow music today, but I feel like it's August, summer's almost over, you're kind of in that like sadder reflective state, or at least I am, and I feel like I'm going back to a lot of chiller, maybe sadder songs, but that's such a great one. And before that, I played Fistful of Love by Anthony and the Johnsons, such an iconic and important trans artist, and such a great album. I Am a Bird Now came out in 2005, still one of my favorites to this day. Next up, you know, I had to do it. I had to, like everyone else, I'm a huge Frank Ocean fan, and I feel like I don't play enough Frank Ocean on my show, and why haven't I done that, you know? So next up is one of my favorites from Channel Orange, Bad Religion.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour, leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you wanna, just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar, I told him don't curse me. Boy, boy, you need prayer, I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, it's unrequited love. To me it's nothing but one-man cult. In cyanide and much I wrote from cult. I could never make a driver. I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like steak knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar, I told him don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer, I guess they couldn't hurt me, yeah. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Love to me is nothing but a one man cult. In cyanide, in my styrofoam cup, I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. No, no, it's a bad religion to be in love with someone who could never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do. The gaps.
Say you wish you could find some way to be so hard on myself. So why is it easy for everyone else? I'm not always like this. There's always tomorrow, I guess. And I'd never do it, but it's not a joke. I can't tell the difference when I'm all alone. Is it real or a dream? Which is worse? Can you help me? I just wanted to go to sleep.
Turn out the lights.
When I turn out the lights, there's no.
That was Julian Baker with Turn Out the Lights. One of my, just when that song explodes and you can kind of feel it building the whole time, and then when she screams, when I turn out the lights, it's just, I love that moment. I love Julian Baker, kind of the blueprint for all the current, you know, female singer-songwriter emo women that I love, Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, and the like. And I have a lot of feelings about, like, kind of the sad girl trope in music, and we'll save those for another day. I feel like that we need to unpack that more. But I love Julian Baker. This is from some of her earlier albums, and I love her earlier music a lot more than her new music, and it's one of my favorites. Before that was Bad Religion by Frank Ocean off Channel Orange, and I promise with that, we are done with the super emotional heavy tracks, but I feel like that is a lot of what I listen to. I love sad music. It's great. My dad calls them pain songs, and there's nothing like hearing someone kind of just lay out their emotional trauma in music in that way, and it feels so good, and I love it. So next up, one of my older favorites, Band of Horses. I played them on the show earlier in the summer with their new album, which I think is fantastic, and this is from one of their earlier albums, Why Are You Okay? This is Inner Drawer, also kind of a fantastic build song, but a little more upbeat than the previous tracks I've been playing. So let's get into it.
Love me, which one is it?
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
I think that PSA was appropriate, as I almost set my house on fire yesterday, which my roommate Ava will attest to, not my finest moment, but she really acted so well under pressure, and we put it out, and it was fine. So kind of the perfect PSA for today, in a weird way. And we just heard Easy On Your Own by Always with the 2 V's, and this is brand new music, one of the two singles they've released, and if these two singles are anything to judge the album by, I am so pumped for their new album. I cannot wait, and hopefully they will tour on it in the fall and I'll get to see them. So good. I've been listening to those two singles nonstop. Next up, a super fun song by Car Seat Headrest, one of my favorite bands. I say that about everything. I really need to stop. But Car Seat Headrest also has an awesome cover of Running Up the Hill by Kate Bush, which has recently made such a splash after being on Stranger Things. But Kate Bush was there all along, and Car Seat Headrest is a great version of that song. But we're going to play It's Only Sex by Car Seat Headrest.
The other night I cried while thinking of having sex with you. Not out of desire or shame, but some subconscious impulse to feel pain. I wiped my tears on my face and neck and the backs of my ears and said, now it's sweat, now it's sweat, it's sweat now. Such a ways to be gay and straight and bisexual and asexual and have sex however you like. But I don't care about hundreds of hypothetical people and their hypothetical sex deals. I care about me and my sex deal. What about my problems?
was Totally by Inhaler, and this is such a great band from Dublin, and I discovered them because I was watching the Lollapalooza live stream, which is what one does when one cannot be at Lollapalooza. And I like randomly turned on the live stream and I was watching their set, and I was like, they sound really familiar. They sound just like Bono from U2. That's super weird. And I texted my dad that, and he's like, you're stupid. That's actually Bono's son's band from U2, which is super cool that Bono's son is also musical, and also that like a voice can be inherited, that his son can sound exactly like his dad. Kind of weird, but really great band. The lead singer is very sexy, and this song totally is off their album It Won't Always Be Like This, and kind of my new favorite band. I love discovering bands by first seeing them live and not knowing anything about them and falling in love with them after. I feel like that happened with Inhaler, and I'm also definitely going through a Muna era because I saw them also on the live stream at Lollapalooza, which was such a great thing. And then I played Loser by Beck. I love Beck. I've played a ton of Beck on this show. Just such a great song. There's that part in it where he goes, cut it, and then the chorus hits, and that's just, ugh, so good. And it's Only Sex by Carsey Headrest. And I've got one more for you today. Thank you for sticking around, even though today was a little more mellow, a little more all over the place. We went through the genres. We really covered everything today. But I wanted to kind of give a little taste of what I'm into, other than super new stuff or super kind of niche themed stuff. And I played a lot of my favorites today, so that was really, really fun. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe? Who knows? But I'll be back in the studio at some point. As always, my name is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tip Tapes on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. We're going to send you out the door today with one of my favorite bands, Pine Grove, a track called Old Friends off of their first album, Cardinal. I've talked about Pine Grove a lot on this show before, but just such a great song. And they're from New Jersey, so shout out to all my New Jersey friends out there. This is the one good thing I think comes out of New Jersey, that and like Bruce Springsteen. But this is Old Friends. Have a great Sunday. And that's all I got for you today.
Walking outside, labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass. Cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. Springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these. solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such come down.
This show is for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
And right now, ladies.